goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that horse? What does the frog say?
Foxy, the Foxy, live and direct from the Mustang Athletic Complex here on the campus of Bishop Rossard High School on Gilbert Ridge Road in Alexandria, Kentucky. Tonight, it's Thursday night soccer, and the Rossard Mustangs will host the Scott Eagles in a district seating ballgame. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's voiceover of the video, if it's up and running. And I also put the link on if you just want to listen to us by the traditional manner. It's out there, and feel free to do so. Dave Schauble, Dan Schultz in the booth as both teams warm up in front of us. The Rossard JVs victorious tonight 2-0, one goal in each half. Brennan Callahan scored early in the first half, followed up by a Nathan Ruth goal in the second half. So tonight, Rossard comes in 6 wins, 4 losses, wins over Campbell County, Calvary Christian, Simon Kenton, and Holy Cross in PK shootout. The Scott Eagles are 3-4, but don't be deceived. Their losses have come to Connor, Dixie Heights, Covington Catholic, and Cooper. Ouch.
Yeah, what a beautiful night for soccer here. As we mentioned before, I mean, it's a little bit cool, but no rain, a little bit overcast. It's just the perfect night for a soccer game. You don't want it to be too hot, too cold.
No.
And, of course, it's nice in the booth here, but yep. It's a good night to be out here, and I know the boys are going to be fired up for a district match. If they're not ready, they'll never be.
Absolutely. All right, we had a chance to talk to Coach Ryan Schaefer when at halftime of the JV game. These are his thoughts on this season, this team, and tonight's ballgame.
I'm talking to Coach Ryan Schaefer here as we sit in the sunshine on the artificial turf surface at the MAC as the Brossard Mustangs prepare to take on the Scott Eagles in a district seating match here tonight a little later. Coach, let's get caught up a little bit. Walk us through the COVID-shortened preparation period leading up to the opening of this season and how that affected you and your ball club.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's difficult for every team that was out there. We had the ability to focus on some things that maybe we otherwise wouldn't have focused on with small combinations and shooting and some technical things that, again, otherwise we may not have had the same amount of time to work on. So we took advantage of it as best we could.
There we go. Well, you're 6-4 coming into tonight, and you got some quality wins. Win over Simon Kenton and Campbell County. 2-1 win over Calvary in the All-A 10th Region Finals. And then a big win here in a PK shootout in the A sectional against Holy Cross.
Yeah, all good teams. Any given day, you know, each of those teams has a good shot of competing and putting some goals in against us. And solid team effort all the way through, and we're starting to see some even better things as the season continues.
I know, you know, on the basketball side of things, one of our big goals that we circle and point for is the All-A State. To win the 10th Region A and then go to the A State. Now, in normal times, that's kind of a good thing. You get down there night before, you know, you'll go to dinner at Olive Garden. The kids are having a good time, piled up in the rooms, playing video games, and then you play your game. And if you win, you stay the next night, do the same thing, and continue on until somebody either sends you home or you win it. Things I'm sure were entirely different as the ball club went to Capitol View Park in Frankfort and took on Glasgow in the A State this year.
Yeah, it was quite a bit different. You know, went down day of, played day of, very unorthodox team that we played against, you know, as you worded it before, but they had some, you know, solid game plan and a couple really good players up top, and they put two away, and we didn't.
I noticed Louisville Collegiate won the tournament 10-0 over teams that were regional champions. How can a soccer team be that much better than other soccer teams?
Yeah, they have a high level of talent, good club players. My understanding preseason was they had three College Watch All-Americans, good coaching. So it's just a solid core. I'd love to shot at them. I'm not suspecting we would have won, but I'd love to play a quality team like that. And our remaining season, as you'll see, we'll have teams like that with, you know, Ballard, Cupcalf, Ryle, and obviously Scott today. So we're looking to play as good a competition as we can going into the tournament.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this ball club. You lost Andrew Pollen, Brian Pollen, and Kyle O'Brien from last year's team. You come back this year basically with veterans. It appears that Tyler Millay has kind of emerged as the feature player or the spotlight player. But you got a young freshman, Tyler Smith, that, you know, stepping right in there, scored a bunch game after game to start the season. Tell us a little bit about these guys.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, they've all impressed me. We also picked up Mick Kleins, who has done an excellent job of stepping into that, you know, center striker and midfield role. Tyler's been clutch on PKs, on finishing. His intensity and leadership has been excellent. And then you look for a little bit of gap in the midfield to try to play some possession soccer. And you know, even though Tyler's a freshman, I don't look at grade level. I just look at capability, and he has the capability to slow us down at times. And, you know, he's got a learning curve ahead of him as well, but he's doing an outstanding job, as are the, you know, I think we started 5 or 6 sophomores last year in given times, and each of them are contributing immensely. So it's, yeah, we're going to hopefully make a good run in the tournament. We'll see.
This is the first time in forever that somebody named Pollen hasn't been in goal. Evan Radcliffe has taken over the job, and after giving up 4 opening night to Beachwood, since then he's been pretty solid.
He has been solid, and I never want to forget about our past players and ignore Brian and Drew and Kyle. I mean, they're awesome. We've had so many seniors and past players come back out. We do every year. Evan, you know, the speed of play was a little bit different when you're training and against your JV, and no disrespect to our JV, right. The speed of play at Beachwood was something we had to adjust to, just like any varsity team, and Evan has done a good job, as has the rest of the team, adapting to that, and we're still working every day to get better, so we've got a ways to go, but we are improving.
Scott Eagles win their first three, lose their next four. They defeated Campbell County 6-5. You know, but they have been playing some really top-notch quality competition. What do we know about the Scott Eagles?
Just well coached. I think a lot of their coach, a lot of the coaches are out here, so they're going to come out. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to play hard. You know, they'll play soccer. So it's just going to come down to execution. Had we executed in some of our previous games, we could have really put teams away easily, and we didn't, and that's something we've got to get better at.
There you go, constantly striving for improvement. Well, tonight is a district seeding game. We've already won, defeated Calvary. I don't know if that was a district seeding game, and defeated Campbell County here about a week ago. So basically the only thing stands in our way are the Scott Eagles from being the number one seed in the 37th district moving forward.
Yep, we're aware of it. We want the number one seed. We know that if we win tonight, we've got it wrapped up. If we don't, we're putting it up in the air in someone else's hands. So our goal is to come out, play as hard as we can, and you know, let things rest where they will.
Good luck to you and your soccer stayings tonight as we take on Scott here at the MAC. Thanks so much.
And that was Coach Ryan Schaefer and his thoughts on this season to date, this ball club and this game tonight with the Scott Eagles. We now join the playing of the national anthem in progress. And the dulcet tones of Anna Wolf penetrate here at the MAC, and good job done as usual. The PA announcer tonight, Mick Kleins, and McClooney, and he is the it introduced the ball clubs. I will quickly go over the roster of the Brossard Mustangs. Number one is Lucas Steffen, a sophomore. Tyler Millay is the kind of the limelight player. Where's number three? And he's a senior. Zach Holtz, a junior. Landon Bain, a sophomore. Ryan Ebert, a junior. Corey Steffen, a senior. Ty Schaefer, a junior. Jacob Schroeder, a senior. Mick Kleins, a senior. Andrew Beck, a junior. David Prather, a junior. Logan Woosley, a sophomore. Evan Ratcliffe, the keeper, is a senior. Jack Piscatello, a senior. Ryan Keller, a freshman. Sam Willicky, a sophomore. Carter Goodman, a freshman. Tyler Tweus, a junior. Colin Ratcliffe is a sophomore. Landon Gadouli is a freshman. Tyler Smith, a freshman. James Amper, a junior. Tyler Braun and Brennan Callahan are both freshmen. Schultze, looks like we're about ready to put 40 minutes on the clock and embark on district seeding action soccer here at the MAC.
Yeah, the Mustangs in green tonight, of course, at home, wearing their green uniforms. Scott Eagles are wearing white. We're going to start off, as you can see, going towards, I'll call it the Gilbert Ridge side, or going south, I guess you'd say, to our goal, and we'll be defending the north goal.
All right, here we go, and we're underway. Go ahead.
Ball staying in the middle here. A lot of back and forth. We're trying to somebody trying to gain possession and get a little run here, but a lot of energy to start the game. So pace may slow down here. I think, as Coach Schaefer mentioned about one of his players, you're talking about control. So I'm sure that's the game that he's looking to get at tonight, is just control the ball and control it on our end of the field.
Yeah, while we are, commentating for the video, I also have the signal out available, anybody listening in through the traditional method. So, you can follow right along.
First shot taken there by our boys way beyond the 18, right on goal, but right at the goalie as well, and he had no problems taking care of that one.
Yeah, the keeper for the Scott Eagles is Aiden Taylor. He's allowed 11 goals this season. He's made 46 saves.
And he's a freshman, according to what we have here.
That came right off the KHSAA site.
Okay, we'll go with it. Also trying to make a little run here. Got something going. Kicked out of bounds. Looks like we're going to have a corner. I believe it was below the flag. It's hard to tell from our vantage point. Yeah, it's going to be a corner. Okay. First good opportunity here for the Mustangs.
Yeah, the JV scored early right out of the gate. Maybe their varsity big brothers can follow suit.
That'd be nice. That's what we need. Another shot popped up in the air. Still there for the taking. Prosser controlling it. Scott playing some good defense. They're packing the box. Ball staying in, still in. Oh, must have went out of my vantage point here. So Scott with her first throw in of the night. Right back to Brossard. Ooh, that was a good opportunity. There's another good opportunity, but Scott got a foot on it.
Yeah, we had a man out front, tried to get it to him, couldn't get it quite through.
Just need to keep the pressure on and keep it on our end here. Keep these little runs Scott's trying to go on right now out. There we go. Pretty good patience shown by our defense, I think. Prosser will have a throw here right in front of us.
Here throws it in.
Nice ball. Still in. No, it didn't go out. I thought he might get called for a high kick there, but no call. That's fine.
Rather acrobatic save attempt by Jacob Schroeder.
Yes, it was. So Scott with another throw right to the foot of a Mustang.
That was Andrew Beck.
A lot of action in the middle of the field, which is fine. Keep it off on that north end. At least for the first half.
Scott Eagles defeated Campbell County 6. I'm sorry. Yes.
We got a
Scott
call
Eagles
here.
Defeated Campbell County 6-5.
All right. So we got a penalty over here. We got tripping. It's going to be a free kick here for the Mustangs. Just inside the 18.
Rossard handled the Campbells 3-1.
Come on, boys, let's get something out of this here. He's lining everybody up. Get something in the air and get ahead on it. Nice ball. A little long.
A little strong.
Good idea. That's what we wanted to do. Just, like you said, a little strong. So, results in a goal kick here for the Scott Eagles. Yeah, Scott's got to be hungry for a goal, like you mentioned there, last four games without a goal. So, they are definitely hungry. I know the competition is different, but you score 10 goals in your first three games and then get shut out, so something's going on. I mean, it could be some injuries for some key players.
Could be.
Hard telling. At any rate, they're wanting to score, I'm sure. Again, Brossard being patient, keeping the ball at their feet here, looking for that shot. Nice ball. Oh. There it is.
Whack. Right at the keeper, and he saves the day for the Scott Eagles.
Another good attempt, though. Is right again, good patience, got the ball at their feet and lined it up. But
yeah, Mick Klein's on that one. Shot.
Yeah, it was a good, strong shot.
Mick Klein's is a round baller soccer player. Good kid.
There we go. Good. think if we're going to catch that one, it's going to go out of bounds off of us. Scott will throw it in.
5.5 minutes gone here in the first half, and no score from the MAC, the Tom Munninghoff Family Stadium.
Both teams playing hard here. They're definitely not showing any lack of energy. Pretty good run here. You just don't have any company. Here comes a guy up.
Good hustle. Brossard from behind. Great job.
Yep. That's going to be our ball. That's a nice job. Scott had a little run there, but didn't have a teammate with him. And we, like you said, caught it from behind and made good defense.
That was
play.
Tyler Tweez, 26. Really great effort.
Great hustle. Like to see that. Again, Brossard being patient. Big kick, going to try and run it down. It's a little bit too much. We keep knocking on the door, though. That's a good sign. We ain't afraid to shoot, and we really had some good shots. So, got to shoot to score, so we'll keep it up. I know this is on a defensive end, but it's one of those games that it looks like there's more of us than there is of them, which is a good thing.
That's a good thing. There's Ebert's or Evan Ratcliffe's first opportunity to touch it tonight.
Yep.
So 7 minutes go by, and good the ball. First seven
Here we
minutes.
Go. Here we go. Got a foot race. He took the angle away, but he got inside. Oh, man, somebody's on that backside. We'd have hit it. Nice hustle there because the Scott guy took the angle away, and he kind of put on the brakes and snuck behind him and end up getting a good shot on it.
Yeah, we came right up the side with it. Got a shot cross that kept right on going.
And that's four or five decent shots already, so that's not bad in less than 10 minutes here. Keep up the pressure. Goal kick for Scott.
Left-handed, left-sided kicker, I believe.
I think you're right. Somebody trying to get control here. Look, keep it at your feet. There we go. Trying to turn. He does. A little bit wide. Wide right.
So Tyler Millay, the marquee Mustang, who has scored 10 points or 10 goals already this season, leads the Mustangs. Tyler Smith has recorded 4, and we've got 3 other players with 2 apiece.
Yep, all them same players have 4 assists for Millay, 4 for Smith. 6 for Jacob Schroeder, so they like to help teammates out. That's a good sign.
Tyler Smith, the freshman, kind of broke in, scoring a goal in each of his first 3 or 4 ball games, made his presence known.
Not a bad way to start your career. Get their attention. Here we go, a little run. We're going to win the foot race. We got to get it off. Just couldn't quite get enough on that shot. Scott did a pretty good job of containing. But again, another shot on goal and keep him coming.
Yeah, he's definitely a port side kicker.
Scott, no hurry here, chasing it down, way down the corner. Going to use his keeper. Kind of shanked that one a little bit, it looked like.
Yeah, he only got about 20 yards on it.
Yeah. No harm yet, but we do have it at our feet, trying to make something happen. That's going to be a throw-in for us.
Yeah, Ty Schaefer sent it forward up the sideline, and Scott fouled it off.
Schroeder with the throw-in. Try to head it in. Oh. Nice move there by Scott Eagle. Get around.
Yeah, this kid's quick.
Oh, boy. Number 30 up the side here. That's Sean Dummett for Scott.
Now the first real threat by the Eagles.
Come on, get it out of there, boys.
And
not quite yet. There we go. There's a clear.
So Scott hit a couple minor opportunities, failed to get a good shot on goal.
Back out here at midfield where no harm can be done. Big kick by Brossard. We got another foot race here. Oh, there's a it's got to be a little something there right in front of the line judge, but he let him play on.
That'd be pass interference in football
for sure. Yes, it would have been. Pretty obvious elbow to the gut, but play on. Oh, he did call it. Okay. I stand corrected. It's back to the infraction spot, and we're going to have a free kick. So, trying to get his 10 yards. The ref's going to give it to him. Backing up the three Scott Eagle defenders. All right, Mustangs, let's stick this one in here. Tyler Smith to take the kick. Right, first touch was Scott Eagles, and we're going the other way.
It's number 20 for them. That Carlos Marshall, he plays hard.
Yeah, he's
man, he plays hard.
He's a soccer player. He's their leading scorer as well. Nah, had bodies all over. But we
yep.
So we're going to get a free kick right about midfield here for Scott. A little bit beyond. Letting everybody reset. A lot of jockeying for position, but free kick is off.
Low line drive.
He got a head on it. Scott's still trying to line it up, and he shanked that one. Untouched out of behind the goal, so it's going to be a free kick, or I'm sorry, a goal kick for Brosser.
Ty Ellison with the attempt.
I stand corrected. It did go off somebody. Okay, they stood there like nothing happened, but it did go off a Brosser defender, so Scott's going to have a corner kick. All right, they're all making a run here. Got to get it out of there, boys. And we do. And we'll have a throw in. Scott, trying to see who this is coming over. Throw it in. I think this is
nice save there right at the corner of the goal by Ty Schaefer.
Nice throw. Right into the box. Brosser gets ahead on it. Need to clear it. John still trying to clear it. Still trying, and we do. Good job. That was a nice throw in.
Mm-hmm.
Right into the box. That's a weapon. A good collision there.
Yeah. Went up, made contact, came back to the ball. That looked like a strategy, perhaps.
Yeah, because he turned his whole body around.
Right.
Good step in. Way to step in there. Here we go. Schroeder up the side here, looking to get an angle.
Oh!
Great cross. Great cross. Just almost. Just not quite there, but that was set up perfectly.
Tried to get it to Brossard's Mick Klein's coming right up Main Street on that cross kick. Mick had some company, hit the turf, and the shot attempt was thwarted.
I think we've got a couple of subs in here. James Amford's one on our side here. I didn't get the one on the other side. We'll try and get that for you. If you can't pick it up at home. There we go.
It there.
Yes! There we go. Now, I'm not sure who that's off of.
Well, it was by six.
Okay, so he did get it. All right. So that's if that's six is Landon Bain.
Landon Bain, unless I missed a...
It kind of just harmlessly, slowly rolled in there. There we go. Okay.
Yep, we got confirmation from Mick Clooney, the PA announcer, and it the just about the 14-minute mark here in the first half. Brosser draws first blood, 1-0.
We'll take it. We'll take it. That was nice. I mean, we kept knocking on the door. It was really just a matter of time. And they didn't clear, and the ball really just kind of squirted right by the goalie. Nothing real hard, but it counts. And, again, we will take it. That puts a little bit more juice in the Mustang step, so let's keep up the momentum here. Nice defense.
Yep.
Very nice. That was Amford with a good hustle down there and took it away. Sent it back our direction. Good ball. Got a foot race way up on the far side. Still going. Oh, I think we're going to call that trip.
Yep.
In the box. All right, here we go.
So the damn dreaded PK coming up of sorts.
Yep. Pretty obvious from what I've seen. Looked like he kind of, I mean, I don't know if it was on purpose, but he got his feet tangled up with him, and you got to call that one. So as the rain starts to fall here to Mac.
Yeah, it's showered a little bit, about 4:30 this evening.
Yep. So I'll take back what I said about a perfect night
for
soccer.
Yeah.
I could be a weatherman.
Tyler Millay, is that good?
Nice, okay. There it is.
Tyler Millay with the kick attempt.
And it's good. Nice little pooch kick just off to the right side. The goalie didn't even hardly react and crossed it up 2-0 on the PK or the infraction.
Here's what we got.
So that was at the 24-25 mark.
This mixer and this penalty.
Was what he gave penalty kick by Millay, and again, the Mustangs take a 2-0 lead as the rain falls here in Alexandria. So again, Brossard showing good energy here. Need to keep the momentum going. Maybe put this away early.
Kind of echoey, eh?
Brossard with a good run again down the left side. Good defense by Scott. Little slide tackles style kick and kicked it out of bounds to stop the play. And we'll have a reset here, a Brossard throw. Big throw into the box, but Scott gets ahead on it. Brosser trying to control. Keeps it at their feet, being patient. Very nice patience. Scott's got it back now. Again, they're being patient, but there's the big clear by the Scott Eagles defense, but Marshall's after it. He's got great foot skills, and he has it at his feet right now. Scott trying to make something happen. They're being patient. Here's the switches fields. Untouched, out of bounds, and Brosser's going to have a throw. So Scott tried to switch it up and switch sides of the field, but didn't work out. So Brosser's got it after the throw. Again, just kind of being patient, no particular hurry, which is a good thing, especially with a 2-0 lead. Almost playing a little keep away here. Back to the middle. Back and forth, back and forth. Again, showing good patience, and Scott had enough. Came up and took it away with a big kick. But Ratcliffe tried to control with his feet, almost got away from him, but plenty of time to recover. So no problem there. Back to Scott, back over to the middle, and good patience being shown by them as well. As I said, I'm sure the Eagles are hungry for a goal because it's been four games since they've scored. So they're going to look and try and do anything they can to get one in the back of the basket. A couple substitutions here for Scott. Looks like Ben Putoff's going off. I'm sorry, he's going on, and Ashton Wells coming off. Another trip, not called, play on, he did call it. Okay, we're going to reset here. If there's a whistle, we can't hear it up here, so we just need to go by the referee's hand action. So, Brossard reset it with a free kick. Here we go. A little bit deflected out of bounds, so Scott will throw it in right in front of Brossard's bench. Right back to the feet of the Mustangs. Good hustle. Good hustle. Defense was being a little lackadaisical there, and we went right around them. We got a run going on here now. Big kick. Keeper's up for it.
Yeah, that great hustle steal over there was Mick Klein's 11.
Okay. Yeah, the defense just kind of got a little, I'll call it lazy. I don't know, just no particular hurry, and Mick took it away. Nice, very nice. He caught him offsides, and he was not sure who that was in the middle, but a little kind of, I'll call it a backwards, almost half bicycle kick, and just deflected it right in the middle. But we were offsides.
He kind of caught Mick out front, and there was nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
No, he had no choice but to hustle after it, but he was in a bad spot. So offsides the call, and Scott's gonna kick it off with her goalkeeper. Big kick up, way past midfield. A couple heads got on it, but pulling back Brosford's way here for the moment. A lot of play here right at midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good for us because it's right in front of us.
And probably the people at home as well.
Exactly, sure, right.
This is a funny science. This video is done with two cameras that kind of go a different direction. They kind of merge. They use the term sew the two images together to form one.
Okay.
So, I mean, it seems like, you know, science fiction stuff to me, but that's...
It's been pretty good. Yeah,
it's been very good.
We watched the girls last night, and it was...
I watched some volleyball, and I watched some soccer on it, and I watched a replay of a broadcast we did with a voiceover for football, and that was very good.
Yeah, I watched that. It's great, especially in these times, that you at least have access to watch them. So here's Scott on a little run trying to make something happen. It's him against the world here, but he did get it to a teammate finally, and... Going to go aimlessly out of bounds way over towards the far corner, and it's going to be a goal kick for Brossard. 18:30 to go, first half.
Yeah, 20 coming up on 22 minutes gone here in the first half. 18:23, and the clock runs as it does in soccer for the most part, running clock.
Pretty nice kick by the our keeper here, and Brossard on a run. Get another foot race here. I don't know if we can save up or not, and we do not.
No, it crosses the yellow out stripe.
But a last touch by Scott, and we'll have the throw. Amper kicks it out a little high here. Back down low. Nice defense there. Corey Steffen with good defense on our end.
Corey Steffen, one of our seniors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. 6 seniors this year.
That's a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
Like Coach Schaefer mentioned, the sophomores that are now juniors, that made a lot of contributions, and having 6 seniors, so that's a pretty good mix. Mix in some of the other underclassmen, the freshmen, and that's good experience. Trying to make it happen here, way down in the far corner that we can't see. Still in. He's battling. I don't know how he kept that ball in, but he did. Oh, okay, they finally did call it out. So Schroeder re-enters for the Mustangs, number 10. Scott showing some patience here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of knowing where their teammates are at. Crosser takes it away and trying to go our direction. Another trip. He's going to go there. I heard the whistle.
Yep.
Free kick way out beyond, we'll call it about the football 34. Trying to weave around a couple Eagles, and they just kick it out of bounds to our bench, but we'll throw it in. Malay looking for a friend here. Tries to throw it down towards the box and does. Good hustle. And for looking to make something happen. Again, Bros for being patient. Still being patient. Did a good job keeping at their feet and knowing where their teammates are at. And like I've mentioned so many times, they're already not getting in a hurry. So that's all good qualities.
Well, one thing I noticed, the style of play has changed. Sometimes soccer matches are steal it, you know, get in feet fights for possession of the ball, rapid turnovers, back and forth, and really no flow to the game. And
yeah.
At least in this ball game, you can see what the master plan is.
Right.
You can see how they're, you know, what we're attempting to do, how we're trying to spread the field and, you know, create a good shot.
Well, it's like, and I did watch our girls when we played Notre Dame there a couple weeks ago, and Notre Dame has always, I mean, historically been one of the top five teams in the state
mm-hmm.
every year. But they did the same thing the other night that they've done for years. It's like they got eyes in the back of their head. They know exactly where their teammates are at. They're patient. They just kick it to a spot, and you're like, shot wide as we talk here. They kick it to a spot, and you think, where are they shooting or kicking it to? And there's a girl right there. I mean, they just
somebody,
know where everybody's at.
Like an apparition.
Exactly. So, I mean, they play together. A lot of them all play club soccer, of course, and all that at a high level. But those are just signs of well-coached teams. So, Ratcliffe going to have a goal kick for the Mustangs. Pretty big kick all the way up to midfield. And Brosser's got control.
Mustangs on the run.
Right down in that right corner and just not enough angle.
Yeah, nowhere to go with it. The defender had the angle cut off pretty completely.
I thought it might have got deflected, but that's not the case. It's going to be a goal kick for Scott.
Yeah, that was Jack Piscatello up that sideline. Nowhere to go with the ball, forced down into the corner and out.
For the most part, Scott's done a good job of taking that angle away. That's what you have to do, just keeping them. Pushing them farther into the corner. Amford runs that one down, gets it over to Schroeder. I don't think that's what Scott wanted to do, but they did, so they're going to use their keeper. And switch fields, good idea. Amford again with a head ball. There's a no call. Nope. He did call it. Okay, good. Maybe I'm the one that needs to be a little more patient.
Yeah. Now you try to anticipate.
Right.
You know.
And, of course, they're looking for advantage a lot of times or things like that. But he's called a pretty good game here so far.
More one-on-one competition over in that far corner.
Yep, same corner over there. This time it.
And that's still Jack Piscatello guarding our house. Over on the perimeter.
But we're going to have a throw this time, so it was awful white. Waiting for some substitutions to get in before we start back up. And here we go. There's Marshall for Scott, hustling up to get his first touch. Big kick, just a little bit too much. Scott had a decent run there, but just a... A little bit too much on that kick. Tyler Smith. Back over to Prather. Marshall has it for Scott and take it away. We obviously know what's going on because when he touches the ball, there's three green uniforms on him for
right.
For obvious reasons, here's an infraction. We're going to have a might have a card on this one. He's reaching in his pocket.
Sure and up. There it comes.
Yep.
Yellow card.
Number eight. Yep. Alexander Cook. Didn't see exactly what happened. It was a pretty good collision, but there was no no doubt what the official did. He reached right for his pocket and stopped the clock. So he's going to go off, and he's going to be replaced by
21.
Marshall Miner, yeah, a freshman. So as we reset things at the 11-16 mark.
Scott, relatively young. They have three seniors on their roster. There's a steal.
Yep.
Look at this guy go.
He's hustling.
It's not his first rodeo.
Nope. Try to get over to Marshall just a little bit too much. We defended it well, but they're back on the run again.
It was Kai Ellison with the steal and the mid-center attack.
Good job there by the roster defense. Can't see exactly who that was, but that was a good stop.
Yeah, it's the redhead, Piscatello.
Vic's on a little run here, trying to get around somebody. Back to our favorite corner. And there's a trip in the box. That's going to resolve another one. We're going to get a free kick out of that, but that hurt. He went down hard. Yeah. I mean, he took his wheels out from him, and he hit face first.
The violation against number six, Ross Hubler. When you're moving full speed, and all of a sudden you're chin first into the artificial turf surface.
Uh-huh.
That's not kind to you.
No, it's not. So, Klein's drew the penalty, and he's going to take the kick.
So, here we go again. Tyler Millay good on his attempt, and ditto.
Count it for Klein.
Mick Klein. So, 10:22 remaining here in the first half for the third time tonight. The Brossard Mustangs hit pay dirt. Two PK goals here in the first half. One by Tyler Millay and the second by Mick Klein's.
Both of those infractions or those tripping penalties were in about the exact same spot. Over on the left side, kind of tripped from behind, and he did call both of them.
And a 3-0 lead. That's still very, very early in the game. Brossard led here 3-0, and I think we were playing Newport Catholic earlier this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it was all over but the shouting, and all of a sudden that game ended up being a tie. I guess that
Newcastle
was last
game
year.
We lost 3-2. You talking last year or this year?
That must have been last year. Okay. Time plot, you know, time really is when
right.
You're old.
Yeah. Yes.
I had to be last year.
Okay. But yeah, I know what you're saying though. 3-0, right. Don't get comfortable. Just keep pouring.
Well, it was last year because I was down on the sideline talking to Shulkins,
okay.
Jeff Shulkins.
Jeff, yeah.
And the game that we played Newcastle, or will play Newcastle, or have played Newcastle this year, was at Newcastle. I guess they play their games at Pendry.
Okay.
But it must have been late in the season.
Sounds good. We'll go with that. So, meanwhile, back at soccer, corner kick for Scott over on the far corner here. Scott looking to get something going here, trying to get on the board. A lot of air under it, trying to clear it. Still mm-hmm. not cleared.
Shot on goal is high by...
Yep. I don't know who took it.
I'm not either. Maybe Ellison.
Pretty good. He just didn't get his hips just quite turned enough, but he got enough on it, but it was just way high. So, goal kick for Brosser to start it off here.
Evan Ratcliffe's got a good leg. Watching him kick in the Campbell game.
We're going to call an infraction here against Brosser. I didn't see that. Scott was first to the ball, first touch after that goal kick, and then pretty quick penalty here. So, they're going to get a free kick here. Way out beyond the 18, but he kicks it into the box. And Brossard's first touch. Brossard trying to clear it out of there. Scott wants to go the other way. And a big clear here. Using their goalie. Another shank.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that, boys. Boy, that's got some English on it.
He's had problems with live balls.
To be a corner. Yep, result in a corner kick for Brossard. So,
Sam Wilson, one of the great legs in Brossard soccer history.
Yep, Sam was good. So, let's see if we can take advantage of this corner here, way down in the corner by the entrance gate, if you will, by the concession stand.
Right. broken up, kept in play.
And there's a clear. Put right back in there off the forehead of Corey Steffen.
Here comes my man, Ellison. Man, talk about good legs.
Yeah, he can move.
Right, he set that one fired right across the field effortlessly.
Scott looking to make something happen here, trying to get on the board here before halftime. Again, I know they're hungry in their last few games. I think that's why it's important for us to keep them off the board, because it could be floodgates once they score that first one, since it's been a while. So we need to keep up the defense. Marshall with those good foot skills going around
Yeah. Three.
Stop, go. There's a trip. Yep. So Marshall's going to get, or Scott at least, going to get a free kick after Marshall was tripped. Just beyond the 18. So this is kind of dangerous territory here. Let's see if we can get ahead on this one and get it out of there.
Ellison will take the kick.
Whack. Boy, he put some leg on that, but it's a little high.
That would have been worth 3 points in football as it split the uprights.
Sure did. Yeah, he had some speed on that one, but a little high. So, goal kick coming for Ratcliffe. Evan taking his time, letting his teammates get back, grab a breather real quick. There's a big kick way out to midfield.
All the way out to midfield.
Yep. Rossard first touch. Be saved in by Rossard right in front of our bench. Good job. And Scott just kicked it out, but we'll have a throw. Back to our favorite corner. Need to space out a little here, boys. Still down that corner. And Brossard being patient.
Mm-hmm.
No real hurry. Look at the scoreboard. Just play your game. Well, that was looking to be a big play there. Yeah. Nice job by the defense.
That was Luke Iden.
Now Scott taking her time here. Trying to get it to the feet of Marshall. Marshall's hustling over there, just not going to get there. Brossard's timing it right. Nice job. Okay, Brossard throw here right down on. We got subs coming.
Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Brossard up 3-2 zip on two penalty kick goals, one by Tyler Millay, the other by Mick Kleins, and then a traditional goal by number 6, Landon Bain, the sophomore.
That's Mick, who just re-entered the game right now, so trying to get a little offense here before the half. Just let it go out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, another collision.
Bulldozed.
He sure did. Rolled over, came right back up to his feet and took him off. Brossard in a little. I'm not sure who that went off of. Okay, it was off Brossard. Just got in a hurry to pick it up and go. That was the illegal throw, looked like. Maybe, I guess it did come from overhead. About a 2-foot throw, anyhow, and Scott has it. Big kick. Ratcliffe out to get it, no problem.
Evan Ratcliffe doing a good job, senior. First year varsity keeper for the Mustangs.
There's a big punt. Way beyond the 50. And what do we have here? We got a stoppage. Oh, we had an injury, I guess. Two injuries. Scott, okay.
Evans allowed 14 goals in 10 ball games and has made 66 saves coming into tonight.
24 for Scott Ender's game. We do not have him on the roster.
You know, he was in the JV game, and they didn't know who he was. So
I don't have him on
either. Could be
a
late entry. No, I don't have him on the KHSA either.
No, so any rate, 24 for Scott Ender's for 3 minutes.
A secret weapon. Oh, we're going to break free.
A little wide.
Great opportunity there. Good steal, lead out, one on the world.
I was kind of looking for the flag to go off on the all sides, but I think he had the ball with him, and it was timed right. So I think the line judge, you should say, made the right call.
McClain's absorbing a little contact, kicks it wide to the left, and the Mustangs come up empty.
Mustang's going to throw right near the Scott bench. Looking for a teammate. A lot of contact here. Typical boys high school soccer. It's a physical game. I kind of go back and remember the first time I seen good boys high school varsity soccer was the year when Ubel and Kyle Kramer those guys were seniors, which they were all great athletes. It was down at Bluegrass Games, and I think Dana was playing freshman or whatever, and we just walked over and watched the varsity game, and I was just awestruck as how physical this game was.
Our guys, Kyle Kramer and Jimmy Ubel, made it physical. They were physical people.
Right.
And he had Troy Cooper.
Kidney played, didn't he, I think?
Yeah. Kidney played.
Yep, all those guys.
Cooper was the keeper.
Yep. Yeah, Troy was a keeper, but it was rough. I mean, it was just a lot of. I know through the years, Daniel broke his nose from a shoulder, you know, going for head balls. I mean, that's just a common injury. It's a physical.
Heading toward the final minute here in the first half, Rossert maintains the 3-0 lead.
I think Frost should just be happy to get to halftime here, control this last minute, and don't let something crazy happen here. Don't need any freak goals or anything. Nice turn down in our corner again. Good stop and go. Boom, what a shot. Malay
launched that one.
He sure did.
Quick release.
Good stop by the keeper, but he couldn't control it, so it went out of bounds. So we're going to get a corner out of it here. Half a minute to go. Pretty good ball right in the box. Oh, just couldn't quite get ahead on it. Scott wanting to clear. Frostrick still hustling. You got time for a throw. Pick up and go.
And the countdown in the background.
Ooh. Good effort. Very good effort right there. Almost had an opportunity.
All right. So time has expired here in the first half. 10-minute intermission. 10 minutes goes on the clock. And the Mustangs lead 3-0. Schultze, let's take a break, and let's hear from some people that step up and help all the Brossard Mustang athletic entities. It's a football commercial, but you get the message.
It's no secret that money makes the Mustangs go. We are indebted to the individuals and local businesses who contribute to our support on an annual basis. At this time, I'd like to recognize those folks and offer our sincere appreciation for what they do for us. Joe Heil at Barleycorns has always been a major supporter of Brossard Athletics. Get on down there! Tom Munninghoff, John Hickman, and the good folks at Munninghoff Langley and Company have always been there for us. Thanks to Steve Martin and the crew at Empress Chili, Mark Citrullo and Hollander Manufacturing, the Flower Bug, Ken and Lisa Quitter, Bray Construction Services, Brian Beasel, Vice President, United Plumbing and Sewer Services, John and Ashley Kramer, Wagner Chiropractic, Michael Wagner, D.C., Dennis Helix and Mullenkamp Herschel Funeral Homes, and a special thanks to Wayne Kramer Jr., owner of Kramer Tree Service, who stepped up and helped us with a special purchase this season. Support these fine folks who support your Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Okay, Dave Schaubel, Dan Schultz back in the press box where they're trying to get our video and audio coordination taken care of here, and I think they're just going to try and send us direct over the video feed. All I know is it works for football, and we've done two football voiceovers that have been, I'd say, 85%. A little bit of an echo, and that's kind of a little bit the nature of this particular press box.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Maybe we need some things hanging down from the ceiling that your voice just doesn't bounce around in here.
Yeah, little sound absorbers. I think that's a good, very good idea.
Yeah, but and then the other thing that I wanted and I haven't got yet are my dimmers on the lights, because I think, you know, if you tone the lights down, especially for football,
right,
that allows the outside. Hey, we're all still learning. We're learning. We're making progress.
That's
and
right.
we'll get it done. And this is pretty much a test is the reason I did it, because
sure.
we've got district soccer coming up.
Yep.
And, you know, what a great place to play and what a great place for us
Absolutely.
To broadcast from.
Absolutely. Yeah, they can't ask for a more beautiful facility and a great vantage point and just everything. Like you said, the dimmers might be a good idea just to help with the old eyes here see a little better.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But, yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, so they are working on the
good
echo
news,
problem.
The good news is the lights out on the field here are bright enough that even with the press box lights on, it doesn't detract that much from your overall view.
No, and some of those places, I mean, you've done all the football games and you're aware, but even the corner we're talking
yes.
about, a lot of these fields, I mean, they do, it is a dark corner.
Yeah,
I mean, they almost
right.
disappear, and we don't have that problem here. I mean, it's lit up from corner to corner, from side to side. It's great.
Okay, in the first half, we got underway 14 minutes in. It was number six, Landon Bain, put one in the back of the net and gave the Mustangs a 1-0 lead. And then two penalties in the box resulted in PKs, which resulted in Brossard's second and third scores, one by Tyler Millay and the other one by Mick Kleins. So here at the half, it's the Brossard Mustangs 3 and the Scott Eagles 0. Dan, this past weekend, you know, you married off your one and only son. You know, wow, what a nice, lavish, simple but elegant event for all of us, you know, to get out and mix and mingle with our friends. And we got to see guys like Joe Jennings and Travis Norton and Corey Hartig.
Yep.
And, you know, people who are people in our lives, and then the people that we see at basketball games in the wintertime. You know, the Schultzes are well connected to a lot of people. He married a young lady named Tara Reed. The ceremony and the reception held at her dad's, the family estate off of Tollgate Road.
Yep.
When I got home that evening, I could still sit outside and I could hear the party going on from down the road. So congratulations to you and Dan's new father-in-law for the ability to put together such a elegant thing on basic farmland.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was. I hated for it at the end. It was a lot of planning, and Tara's father and her parents, Jennifer and Matt, sure did a ton of work there, and you know, we all helped where we could, but they made it look really, really, really nice. It was just an excellent day. The weather was great, and we can't
Turned
be
out
prouder.
Perfect.
Yeah,
yeah,
we can't be prouder to, you know, to have both of them married off and have Tara as my daughter-in-law, and it was just, it was really, really a great day.
Yep.
And the music that you mentioned, there was supposedly a lot of Facebook comments, but all positive. One over the concert was in Alexandria.
You could hear it. I mean, I could definitely hear it. I couldn't make out what they were playing. You couldn't hear voices, but the general noise, obviously there was something going on down there. So that's good for them.
Yeah, it was fun. I appreciate you coming.
There we go, and I was very happy to be there. And Matt Lloyd had a similar event a month previous. He was married over at he and his new wife's place over in New Richmond, Ohio, and it was an outdoor event very similar to Daniel and Tara's. And then the reception inside this old barn that they basically had propped up on one side, and then gravel, level gravel.
Really?
It got the job done, and 200 people came and celebrated that particular wedding. So we've lost a freshman coach and a JV basketball coach now to the bonds of matrimony.
That's right.
All right. Tomorrow night we go to Nicholas County for football, and the Brossard football Mustangs will begin district play as we take on the Nicholas County Blue Jackets. The Brossard Mustangs ranked number one in district number 5, which is only a 4-team district. It's ourselves, Bracken County, Nicholas County, and Paris. But the rumors of Nicholas County's demise seem to be greatly exaggerated, as they are 3-0, and they beat Ludlow, a team that beat us handily themselves last Friday night in Carlisle. The Brossard Mustangs have never won a football game in Carlisle. Two direct opposite of styles. We attacked primarily through the air, and they just grind it out and run over you in the trenches and, try to eke out wins. But after losing what appeared to be an insurmountable amount of talent, obviously there was a second layer there, and we got our work cut out for us tomorrow night.
Well, that's
at Nicholas County.
That's just a tough place to play. I mean, like you said, last two times we've been defeated down there, and it's just I don't know what the crowd will be with for obvious reasons.
Yeah, right.
But in normal times, it's a rowdy crowd, and the whole county, I guess, comes out, and it's a big event. But I'm sure they'll be tailgating out in the parking lot like this
right,
if they can.
Right.
But they're going to be ready to play. It's just a tough place to go.
Yep. Well, last time we were down there, we lost 18-13 in the Class 1A playoffs, the district finals. Wow, what a well-played football game, and how much fun that one was. And then tomorrow night, I think our Mustangs are improving. I think we're settling down. Probably football, obviously the fall sport most affected by the shortened preseason preparation times,
right,
and the fact that we only had about 10 days in pads before we played our first football game. Paul Wiggins has made no bones about it that our first three games have been nothing but preparation for district play. Tonight or last night would have been the night under past normal circumstances where we would have had the bonfire pep rally.
And, right.
Unfortunately, those things have to be put aside for a year, and just happy to have our guys playing football. And we'll be on the road to bring that one to you live and direct from Carlisle on the B Mustangs website tomorrow night. The game time is 7:30, and our broadcast will kick off at 7:15.
Is that – I know it's probably because of Nicholas County, but is that a video audio as well?
That I don't know. I can only guarantee our audio.
And I'm sure that's a...
And our voiceover would not be on their video if they provide it. If you have an NFHS subscription, you can check and see if Nicholas County is included in that package.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, we're back to live action.
Schroeder done first, 15 seconds, 10 seconds of the half here. We got a shot on goal here as we're rambling on here. So Scott's going to punt it away.
Yeah, rambling's what we do well.
It fills the time.
Yes.
So I don't know what the coaches had to say at halftime, but I would happen to say that Coach Schaefer had to be happy with how his team played. Again, they're patient. They're not rushing things. They're taking good shots, and they're attacking the goal. So he's,
and now we've got a three-goal cushion to work with here for the next 40 minutes of soccer.
Yep. And, again, Scott, I'm sure, is anxious to get something moving, to get something on the board, and they're going to keep playing hard and aggressive.
So I don't know if they were able to work out our audio, video, merge initiative there, but, you know, whatever they did, I'm sure they made the effort to do so. And I know if you, you know, if you listen in, we're good on the B Mustangs website broadcast, the Meredix version. However, we're on about a minute delay on that one. So if you're watching the video, it's not like turning off the sound on TV and turning on Marty and Joe.
Just thinking Marty and Joe. Wow. Yeah, we're not that advanced yet. But like you said, it's a work in progress.
And absolutely.
It's a great tool. I'm so happy that they're able to do it. And the folks that can't be here, they can watch.
There you go. All right, Brossard now again being conservative and moving the ball around at midcourt, midfield, mid-pitch.
Gotcha. We get the picture. Scott trying to make a little run back in our favorite corner from the first half. But
Piscatello corner.
Defended well. Kind of a shot or a cross, I'd say, over to the middle, and Brossard took it away, but there's a pretty good left-footed shot there by a Scott Eagle, and Ratcliffe had no problem with that. Yeah, that shot was by Marshall Minor, number 21.
David Prather out there. Glad to see him back healthy. His whole freshman basketball season was spent with a broken leg a couple of years back.
Yeah, definitely nice seeing back.
Has found a home here with the Brossard Soccer Stangs.
Again, Brossard showing great patience, kicking around. A little kick up to the middle, but that's our friend Marshall to intercept it, but we're going back our way.
Right up the middle, middle side.
A little too much.
Pass intended for Millay out on the wing.
Great idea, just a little bit too much. Scott going to have the goal kick. Nice little kick there, but to kick to nobody or kick to a Brossard player is not what he wanted.
They were a popular header by Schroeder.
I know that's part of this game, but I cringe every time I see them kids do it.
Yep. Jim Ubel used to say, there's another point off his ACT score. Seemed to work okay for Dr. Jimmy.
He must have started out with 100 because, yeah, he did all right.
And Dr. Drew Burns, or the upcoming Drew Burns, except the medical schools.
Really?
I'm feeling a little better about that now. You know, if I look up and I see Drew Burns there and I don't see Dr. Jimmy and Nurse Alan Kramer, would be cause for consternation.
I'm sure they'll take good care of you, but they're still going to bill you.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. So, meanwhile, back at the soccer game here, Scott with a throw in, trying to put a little pressure on the Brossard defense, but we're able to clear it. Still pretty good energy by both teams, so a little bit of rain we had seems to have stopped, and back to a good night for soccer. A little cloudy. The moon, full moon was out there behind the clouds there a little bit ago, but it went in, so.
Tim Cooper took a great picture of the half moon that was shining brightly over Thomas More last Friday night.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to open up all his pictures. I've seen the ones you had on the main page, but
yeah, those are the highlights. Yeah, he had 461 of them. So
another shot, little wide right by Millay.
I wade through the 461. I keep the ones that have potential. And even some that I will just crop a small part out of,
mm-hmm.
And then the next day, usually go through all the ones that I've saved and then Photoshop them the way I want them. And
right.
They usually come out pretty good.
Well, Tim, don't take a bad picture.
No, he's sure. Excellent. He is the pro's pro, and he's got an artist view of what it is that he's shooting. It's a gift.
Right, yep. He's done it a long time and been an unbelievable asset for Allstate Sports.
Yeah, and he does it as a favor to us,
yep.
Or me, or whoever, you know. But,
right, right.
And he makes all his work available to our fans and parents free of charge.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's great. It really is.
And not everybody does that.
No. Ross, we're trying to get it up on our end again. Scott being a little stingy with it, trying to keep it on their end, of course. So we've got a back and forth, but now we got a little room to move here.
Yeah, the turf to our right taking a little more wear and tear tonight than the turf on our left.
Nice ball right there. Real nice ball. Out of bounds. That's going to be a corner for Brossard, I believe. Yep. So see if we can get going here at the 33-minute mark.
Tyler Millay will do honors.
Teammates getting set. Put it right there in the box. Little low kick. Scott first to the ball. We try to get ahead on it.
Dangerous play, very dangerous play. Ooh, up at the top crossbar.
That was one of Mustangs came in on the backside, which was a good hustle. We put a good kick on it, and like you said, just hit off the crossbar.
Good save by the freshman, Aiden Taylor.
Prosser trying to turn it back our way. Taking her time, back to the middle. Using her defense well. Playing a little keep away. Scott had enough of that. That ball's still in. Still in all the way down the corner.
All the way to the flag.
Sure is. We run it down. Good ball. Good run there, by Tyler Tweehoos. Still keeping it on our feet. Here's Marshall stepped up there.
Wow, look at that kick.
Big old kick. Had plenty of distance, just way high and to the right.
That would have been a 45-yard field goal attempt, and I believe he hit it.
I think you're right. I think you're right. It's a play on Sundays. So we're going to have a goal kick, set it back up, reset.
Hot grounder.
Another grounder. Worm burner, as they say. I think the energy level has dropped a little bit for the team in white. They haven't subbed a heck of a lot, neither. Real nice ball by Brossard. Tries to get it to the middle. Somebody looking to get a foot on it. Being patient. Nice job.
Little two-man scrum.
Yeah, back to the middle. Mick tried to get ahead on it. Good hustle. Being first at the ball, that's going to win you a lot of soccer games, and Brosser's done a great job of that tonight.
Corey Steffen with a boomer up the sideline.
Cleared out by the keeper.
Kicker got a good live ball kick.
Punched in there. Oh, there's a trip. Oh, that's going to be a card. Okay.
This will go against Kai Ellison. He is very aggressive. He is one of the true soccer players out there that has the look.
Yeah, as we were coming across with the ball, he kind of stepped in front and kind of a high a high knee, I guess.
He isn't walking off like he is contesting the call.
No.
I'm sure that's not his first.
No. So we got a free kick here. Tyler Smith's going to take it right on the 30-yard line.
Man, right in the box. That one stayed low and hard.
Sure did. They kick it out. That's going to be a throw in. Frosser throw just beyond the flag.
10 minutes gone here in the second half. Brossard maintains a 3-0 lead. Goals tonight by Tyler Millay, Mick Kleins, and number 6, Landon Bain.
Got a substitution here for Brossard. I didn't quite get it. Yeah, you start getting real professional here with this audio video stuff. You're going to have to hire a spotter.
Yeah.
Twee who's kicked it into the box and kind of untouched to it, went all the way to the far side.
I actually had a spotter this morning today. Larry Keller was here, and he said, your spotter.
Oh, okay.
But I had kind of mentioned, you know, to Ron Dunleavy, I said, I'll have to get a partner unless you have somebody that you want me to use. Mm-hmm. And I never got a reply on that. And the thing, you know, when I had the commitment from you, I had to turn Mr. Keller down because Kevin Bundy doesn't want three people due to the COVID thing, you know, here in this particular
little area.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you certainly could have used him, that's for sure, but as long as you got it covered, that's what's important.
Right.
That's a nice ball.
Oh, the keeper came out, and had the ball on our foot on the attack.
We're trying to. There's good hustle there. That's off of White, so that's going to be a green throw. Tyler Tweehues with a hustle there.
So it goes rolling across the Dave Shoe track. 9 lanes of it here at the MAC, home of the Northern Kentucky Norse track team.
Yep. Ball into the box. Still in. Oh,
ooh,
boy.
That's my short.
There it is.
That's my short corner basketball play right there.
Yep.
Ball was shot wide of the goal, but there was a Brossard player there to kick it straight out to a player coming up Main Street. We just missed the shot.
Yep, that was designed perfectly, just nobody home.
Short corner middle.
Yep. Talking about football with not a lot of practice time, seems like that's going to be the case for basketball if it goes off about a month worth versus
yep.
6 or 7 weeks like normally have.
And, of course, with football season going longer, you know, Carson Shermer is now playing football. So he played against Holy Cross, made his debut against Holy Cross last Friday night.
You're kidding. I did not know that.
Nope. So he joined the team a little late. So now we've got two varsity starters playing football, and there is the best opportunity shot of the night for the Scott Eagles, and Evan Ratcliffe right there to field it, and that was by
Carlos Marshall,
the sophomore. Yep. They're young. They got some good young players.
They sure do. That Marshall's a player. You'll hear something about him next couple of years for sure. So now you're even more limited on
right.
That.
Yeah, we had open gym last night, and I guess we had about 14 kids in the gym. And, you know, Stephen Verst was kind of the lone ranger out there, and along with a bunch of sophomores.
Yeah.
And Luke Schumacher, who is filling out a little bit, hasn't gotten a lot taller. He grew really quickly from his eighth grade into his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm sure we will be counting on him a bit. And it was good to see Robbie Verst out there because Robbie set out his entire freshman season due to that lower back stress fracture.
Yep.
So I think Robbie will find his way into some varsity quality playing minutes, especially early in the season.
Well, yeah, somebody has to. If you got
football right.
players out, I mean, you got
Brandon Beasold, and then we got the kid I like a lot, Sam Willicky and Logan Woosley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he's got potential too. He's also a soccer player. Soccer ends before football does.
That's true. That's good.
Mick Klein's is a soccer player, basketball player.
Right. Yep.
Ooh.
Nice job. Nice recovery.
So another serious shot on goal, saved by Evan Ratcliffe, diving to his right to deflect it.
Big punt. Look at that punt.
Yeah.
Way down beyond the 40 on the Scott side of the ball of the field. We got a run here.
12. Nope, I don't have a 12. 11.
Klein's.
Yeah. Mick. Ooh, tries to set it up for Tyler Mullay oncoming. Couldn't get it.
Hands on head. He knew they had a good opportunity. Scott with it. Ooh, that was a good opportunity there. Just a little bit.
Yeah, so now the offensive threat's beginning to pick up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody's going to quit here, that's for sure. But
well, a lot of implications for the Mustang. Of course, this is only a four-team district.
Right.
But still, and they're pretty good teams.
Well, they still got to play Calvary, so I mean,
yes.
That could be.
Yeah, they do. And we only beat Calvary 2-1.
Right. And Calvary's last several years have really had a good squad.
They certainly have. They were district champions last year.
That's right. Exactly right. So I'm sure they're definitely going to give Scott a good game here. So I guess that would.
Now, Brossard can take care of business and win it outright with a win here tonight over the Eagles.
Right.
And we lead 3-0 at this point, and there's 23 minutes remaining in this soccer game.
Yeah, so this very well could be a first-round game of the districts, the same two teams.
It could be.
Yep.
They have defeated Campbell County, and we have defeated Campbell. So the Campbells,
right.
I don't know how they fared with the Calvary Christian Cougars or if they've even played them yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That could put them in the, potentially in the three-hole. Or do you know where the districts are?
No. Right here would be good.
That'd be great. Sit right here again.
As you and I followed the girls, and the girls made the big run last year all the way to the regional finals, and that was down at Harrison County.
Yep.
So we followed them through the districts and then into the regional tournament, and Clark County just a little too good for us in that finals game.
And those are some long games.
Ooh.
Overtime, PK.
They were.
Didn't realize we could talk that long, but somehow we managed.
Yeah, I forgot about how long those were.
Yeah,
they were. They were really long games.
But good games. I mean, the girls
yep.
really did well. So. We're still keeping the pressure on here. Just
we move the ball well among ourselves.
Yeah, that's a nice.
And we pass well.
Nice ball right there. Just got to get across. He's coming back for. Oh, nice. Oh, I thought he was going to pooch it right there.
It's Tyler Mullay at his best there.
Yep.
Marquee moment for Tyler Mullay.
Mullay is going to take the throw right at the first hash mark there.
Puts it into the mixture.
Lines with a
launches the shot up and over the crossbar.
Good idea, just a little long, a little high right. So Brossard still keeping the pressure on, still picking at that goalie. But our goalie's way out of the rack of that, way out beyond the 20-yard line to get that ball. But good hustle. Oh, there's a good collision.
Mm-hmm.
No call. Play on, he says. Play on.
Incidental conduct.
That's right.
Good foot skills shown by these Mustangs.
Yeah, I mean, as folks at home can see if they're watching, I mean, it's been a pretty good display, I think.
Another good boot.
Field goal, yeah. But they're really playing unselfish. I mean, a lot of good crosses, trying to help your buddy, you know, be in position, making that run down the middle, and nobody really being selfish.
Yeah, we're playing a high-class style of soccer. You know, like I say, the old days when there was all foot battles for possession
right.
of the ball, and then you would just kick it as far as you could
right.
and hope that, you know, somebody fell into one and you scored. This is much more planned out, much more scripted, I
yeah.
guess you could call it.
Well, this is a controlled game, but it's not, like you said, they're not keep playing with it and playing with it.
Right.
It's touch and go, and that's what they're doing, but still being patient while we do that. Mm-hmm.
The style of a professional game,
yeah.
more so than a normal high school game.
Sure. Yeah, you've seen those kids, you know, through the years that have great foot skills and kind of want to show them off maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's just touch, possession, go. So,
in our pre-interview, just me chatting with Coach Schaefer, he, you know, I asked him about the Glasgow game,
mm-hmm.
which we lost 2-0 in EA State.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they really didn't play soccer. You know, whatever their style was, whatever their plan was, wasn't, I guess, what we're seeing here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It was a more swarm type thing to try to defend, and it worked for them. They won 2-0.
Huh. Something we're probably not used to seeing.
Right.
There's another trip. He's
boy, Malay bounced right up out of there like a jack-in-the-box.
He did.
He came up in the same motion that he went down. And
I thought he was going to call that one, but he didn't. So
it's going to be a corner kick.
Yep, and Malay's going to take it.
Well, these are dangerous. The most dangerous playing soccer.
What are we doing here? We got two guys at the corner. A little trickery going on here. Or is he going to make a little two-foot kick? Yep, there's the two-footer.
He's going to set himself up. And ahead.
Off the football crossbar.
Oh, and he comes out holding his head, and he knows that he should have had that
yeah,
one.
Just
and that
didn't quite get turned enough. You got an eye on him. I don't
that know. Was number 9. That was Ty Schaefer, the sophomore.
Okay.
Yeah, that was set up nice. The table was set.
Yeah, he turned and fired. Just didn't
the
quite
energy level was a little much, perhaps.
Yep. Didn't realize he was that close or that wide open, but good effort.
We are in the 43rd minute of this contest here at the Mustang Athletic Complex. The Munninghoff Family Stadium, and Tom Munninghoff is in the house tonight in to watch his nephew play, Joey Hickman's brother, Matthew.
Scott's still working hard, but just energy level just maybe not be there.
Right. Rossert seems to be a little deeper than they are.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. I mean, Scott certainly hasn't given up, but I can see some a little bit of fatigue maybe setting in, like you said, from the depth that they maybe do not have.
Volleyball team in action. I watched that one a little bit, and they were playing Highlands. You know, the Highlands was just flat better than us.
Yeah, that was over quick, wasn't it?
It was three-game. It went three.
Did
one of them was 25-21.
Okay.
And we led big in one, and Highlands came back and caught us at 18. So I think it was 18-7, 18-10.
Mm-hmm.
And good teams will do that in volleyball. It's a
right.
streaky game once you get that serve.
Yep, little momentum. Good hustle there by, not sure who it is, but a good hustle to save it in over on the far side.
That would be a good trivia question someday. It says, what are the two sports that Coach Schaubel played in his Army days in Okinawa? One was fast pitch softball. What was the other? Well, the other was volleyball. Yeah, I played volleyball.
Yeah.
I enjoyed playing volleyball. It was a great, great game.
Yeah.
And we played against these Okinawans. It was like playing against Hawaiians, and they were all about 5'3" and could jump out of the house and knock the poop out of that thing.
You say you played fast-pitch softball, too?
I played fast-pitch softball. It was ahead of itself in the 60s in the Army. Military played fast-pitch softball.
No kidding.
It took me till I was time to DeRose out until I really got the hang of it.
Yeah, it's such a different game.
I hit a grand slam home run to win a ball game one night that I really didn't think I hit that hard. Because at the plate, I thought it was going to be a fly out, and that darn thing carried out because the fences, the fields weren't real big back then.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get over by a lot, but it got out.
A screamer.
Yeah, gave us cause to go celebrate at the NCO club that night.
Imagine that. You need an excuse. Oh, there's going to be a... No. Yeah, they did call it. Okay, so Marshall with a little trip. Official called it, so free kick by Scott. Under 15 here to go. Pretty big kick into the towards the box. Somebody trying to get control at the feet. Another high fly pop up here. Scott will control. Trying to make something happen there. That's Luke Iden playing hard. Let's call. Scott throw in. There's that full moon back again.
Yes, it is. Beautiful.
There is.
We fish 3.5 weeks in Canada, so I'm guaranteed one full moon over the Spanish River
mm-hmm.
for a few days during our stay there, and I look forward to that because a couple things. A smallmouth spawn on the full moon,
mm-hmm.
and just as it's coming up, it just shimmers off that river. Just okay. shimmers.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at it through trees, and it's
beautiful.
Yeah, really, 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 really beautiful.
Did you tell me that night you're going somewhere fishing here?
Pickwick.
Okay.
Leaving Saturday morning, October 10th, the morning after the Bracken County football game here at the MAC, and we'll be back in time for the Paris football game the following Friday night.
Okay.
Myself, my brother Mark, and His Honor the Mayor will be joining us.
His Honor.
Andy, looking forward to going. He hadn't been on a fishing trip for a while. We didn't get to go to Canada this summer due to the border restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's well. Hopefully that all changes and there's next year.
I don't know. They just keep talking.
Well, here we are
later
in October.
Later, it's October.
Yeah, you're right. We're supposed to go on a cruise right after the first of the year. I've never been on one in my life.
Oh, they're wonderful. It's the only true vacation I've ever taken.
I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Well, that's true. That's right. Well,
China.
I don't even know if they're running cruise.
They're not
cruises,
yet.
Right.
We actually just spoke about that this evening. I think they're starting up in November, so hopefully they get it worked out by January.
No, they're wonderful. I didn't go on a cruise till later in life, and I really came to enjoy them because everything is, it's as relaxing as you want it to be,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to do anything, you know. Everything is provided for you with whatever degree that you wish.
Right.
And they really go to some interesting places.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, especially in January, going to
yes.
a tropical location
yep.
will be nice.
Well, the very first one I ever went to was in the wintertime, and we went to Puerto Rico and St. Martin and St. Thomas. Antigua, I don't know where else, Barbados.
Right. All those.
But they're all pretty much the same, but they're warm.
Yeah, it'll be.
The sun's usually out.
Just my idea of a good time is not getting stranded on that dang-on thing for some stupid reason. But
Well, if you've got to be stranded somewhere, I think on a cruise ship isn't a really bad place.
I guess you're right. Yeah, nah, it'll be. They'll have it figured out one way or the other by then.
Well, and then later. In my cruising life,
look out here
is right. Later in my cruising life, I learned that you don't have to get off at every port of call. And the ship is a very nice place when 80% of the occupants are off of the ship.
Good point. Yeah. A little more elbow room.
Oh, yeah. You can enjoy the amenities of the ship itself or just take about a 5-hour nap.
That don't sound bad. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. So, meanwhile, back at the soccer game, Prosser with a throw.
the Shovel Fireside Chat on the soccer game is being played.
I think we'll both admit these soccer games are long.
Yeah. There's 10 minutes left in this, and Brossard has led 3-0 since.
Good run here. Mix got
the first half, unable to build on that 3-0 lead, but the Scott Eagles have only had what I would call two serious threats to score in this one, and Evan Ratcliffe up to the challenge.
Yeah, he's taking care of both of them. I know we haven't kept shots on goal, but it's got to be 25 to those two or so.
Coach Schaefer does a good job getting the stats up on Reihertz so that when I write the story about the soccer game, it's as though I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see he's got a name member of the coaching staff over there who would be really good and is probably responsible for that.
Right.
And that's the kid that was our statistician.
Austin?
Austin. I was just talking to him tonight over at halftime of the JV game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin Allwell. I mean, he is a true professional.
Yeah, that's great.
At all things stats. And he's probably the guy that makes sure that they get on the KHSAA site updated in a timely manner.
One thing off his plate. That's great.
There's a good,
it is a good run.
Attack by the Eagles.
Nice play there. That's Luke Iden with a pretty good run. He's a big boy, I tell you. You run into him at full speed.
There's a steal.
Good ball.
And a kick ahead.
That's Klein's on a run. He's got an open look here. Him and the goalie.
Come on, Mick. Oh. Just kind of looked like he had a change of heart right at the last minute. And didn't get a real good shot off as the goalie kind of came at him.
Yep. Little pressure coming out, and Mick was going so fast just trying to get his feet with the ball. But
I'm sure he'd like to hear that one over again.
Good pass up there by Tyler, and Mick was right there to receive it. We're trying to do it again here. Slowing it down a little bit. Ross is going to get the throw. Under 8 here left in this game. Piscatello was going to throw, but instead it's going to be Tyler Tweehues with the throw.
Little give and go right back to Tyler after he threw it in.
Nice job. Amford back over to
James
the middle.
James Amford, good boot.
Switching fields. Nice job. Trying to make a little run back down the corner. Oh, he juked him. Stop.
Yeah,
stop,
he didn't.
Go.
These kids make it look easy.
They do.
Of course, I watch them in the gym. Just they can keep that thing in the air.
Ooh,
shot on goal.
Good strike there, but just a little left.
Six minutes and 50 seconds remaining here in this soccer game on a Thursday night.
Ethan.
How about them Reds?
Well, you know, like most sports, the team with the most points wins and the team with the most runs wins. So,
22 innings and we didn't score a run.
Incredible.
It is.
I think there's a nice run here by
13.
Scott.
Good cross. But
I think yesterday left 26 on base. That's just incredible.
We have our bad news bearers moments. And, you know, I'm one of the advocates of the decreased quality of play in the Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame that back in the days of massive expansion where the Major League is now Class AAA minor leagues in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this year they had expanded rosters on top of it.
Yeah.
So.
And God knows Cincinnati used them. Who in the hell is Bradley pitching the other day? And, you know, 4:29 in the afternoon, I've lost 5 hours of my life. I'll never get back. And here comes Bradley.
Yeah.
We could have brought him in the 10th, and he could have accomplished the same thing. He gave him two hits.
Right. Yep. Yeah, and set the table for Garrett.
And my boy Nate Jones from Pendleton County High School, they must have released him. He's not even on the roster
anymore.
He
wasn't on the playoff roster?
No.
I had checked on him not too long ago, and he had a 450 or something
yeah,
ERA, which is not terrible.
No, and he'd give up a home run on occasion.
Yeah.
He had some control issues. He'd throw a wild pitch once in a while, but, you know, just being the local guy from Pendleton County. And
sure.
The fact that I saw him pitch against our Brossard Mustangs, and we beat him twice when Evan McDowell and Ryan Anderson and those guys were on the field, is
yeah.
I kind of had a special interest in him and would sure. like to see him made good.
Oh, yeah.
Especially here in Cincinnati.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it's just so many players, just a revolving door of players.
Yeah. Yeah, you got
to I don't know. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of accountability. Leadership, you know,
I think
to me a team is a sum of its parts who have got to bond together and play together for a common purpose. And, you know, so many new people and so many players coming and going. I don't think we could ever achieve that.
Here we go, Mick.
Yeah, we go. Get this one, Mick.
Oh, that could easily be a trip in
yeah,
the box right
sure
there.
Could.
Very easily.
Yeah, because, I mean, just when he was rearing back to
that was
unleash
helpful,
the shot, down he goes.
He came from behind on two guys
yeah.
and got in front and got a ball at his feet. But
Mick's done some outstanding work here tonight in
yeah,
this one.
Yeah, he's played hard, and you're right, done a great job. He's trying it again here. Still hustling. They want another. Three's not enough. Good run there by Piscitello, but
Piscitello is kind of a spoiler. He kind of mixes things up. He's a wide body, and he gets down there and lets his presence be known.
Yep. So here we go with the corner. Tweehues, I believe, is going to take it.
I believe you're right.
See if we can punch one in. Pretty good ball.
High.
Up in the air, head on it.
And they're going to clear it.
Yep.
Or attempt to clear.
We might have another chance here.
Yeah, Brossard still maintains possession. Inside the 18, as Greg Braun would say.
Under 3 minutes here to go.
Yeah, clock winding down on this one. 9:05 p.m. here in Alexandria.
Brossard looking to keep Scott's scoreless streak intact. A sub here for Scott.
And that's our buddy
Kai Ellison.
Kai Ellison returning to action.
Yep.
You got to like the kid. I'd want him to play for me.
No
you
kidding.
Know, he's the kind of kid I'd want to play for me because he plays hard. He obviously, you know, is a student of this game. Possesses skills.
That's all you ask for is effort, and he certainly gives it. Good hustle again.
Mm-hmm.
Tweehu's won that battle, trying to cross it. Can he get there?
Still split
there.
Defends
yes!
and puts it up in the corner of the net. Great single effort.
Yes, it was.
Beautiful. Tyler Tweehu's 26. Gets it done himself. Went through a landmine field, cleared himself and put it up in the upper right-hand corner of the goal. Beautiful. So the Mustangs put the icing on the cake with 1:51 remaining in this soccer match. 4-0 now here in the second half. Tyler Tweehues adds his name to the litany of scorers, joining Mick Klein's Tyler Millay and Landon Bain.
Yeah, that was just pure determination by Tyler. Like a little stop go, we kind of split the two defenders and just kept after it, and it was him and the goal.
So now it'll just be a matter of Scott trying to avoid the shutout. 21:01 to play. We're down at their end of the field. We were down at their end of the
field.
Big
old kick.
Wow, that's a good kick.
You ain't kidding.
It's going to go out of bounds. Well, it ain't. Good hustle by the Mustangs. Keeps the thing in.
Oh, it did go out. Okay. Eagles throw it in. 1 minute to go. Kick back to the goalie.
Yeah, that kid that did that big rush over there was Landon Bain, the guy that scored the first goal tonight.
Yeah, that was good hustle. So we're just trying to get out of this unscathed. Nobody get hurt and keep it clean here. Frost are just trying to run it down, but Scott's not going to quit. They're still after it.
Mustangs will be 7 wins, 4 losses, and will be improved to 3-0 in district competition. We will earn the number one seed, defeating the Scott Eagles. 17 seconds between us and the 4-0 shutout victory.
And I see then we got our next game is
got Ryle coming up and Covington Catholic coming up.
Ballard, are we playing that game?
Yep, yeah. Ballard, okay, that's an away game.
Noon game away, yeah, on the 3rd.
And that will do it. The horn blows, and the game goes into the history books as a 4-0 Bishop Brossard win here on home pitch at the Mustang Athletic Complex. Let's take a break and let's hear a spot for something. Let's Brossard Academics. The commercial's a year old. The message remains the same. We'll be back to wrap it up from the MAC.
Why wouldn't you want to be a Brossard Mustang? In November of 2018, Brossard High School earned the distinction of becoming a National Blue Ribbon School of Excellence. We were the only high school in the Commonwealth to earn that distinction that year. The class of 19 earned a composite 24.5 ACT, with the top 25% scoring a whopping 31.3. 22 graduates were National Honor Society members, 2 were Governor Scholars, and 1 was accepted to the Governor's School for the Arts. Over the past 5 years, 97% of our graduates have attended a 2- or 4-year college or university. 84% of our 2019 graduates received academic scholarships amounting to $3.4 million. Brossard High School is an investment in your future. Here at Brossard, we also offer an academic enhancement program. AEP assists students who have been diagnosed with a learning disability, ADHD/ADD, Tourette syndrome, and or students who face any academic or organizational challenges. All students learn and process information differently. This fully inclusive program is designed to develop critical skills to enhance learning that occurs in the classroom. Our graduates presently attend 38 colleges or universities, including Bellarmine, Center, Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, Rose Holman Institute, University of Cincinnati, the University of Dayton, UK, U of L, and Xavier. Over $1 million has been raised in support of our various scholarships and endowment funds as a result of the generous donations of hundreds of Brossard families, alumni, and friends. Discover the opportunities that await you at Brossard High School and build a solid foundation for your academic next level for the rest of your life.
Dave Schall and Dan Schultz back in the press box here at the MAC, where the Mustangs dispatch the Scott Eagles by a score of 4-0. And I was reminded by Andy Goodman and Mick Clooney that I failed to ring the cowbell after each goal. So I owe you 4. 1, 2, Tyler Millay. Mick Klein's on the PK. And Tyler Tweus on the circus sack goal in the second half.
Now
the Mustangs
even
prevail by a score of 4-0. We're kind of resting that cowbell, hoping to put it to good use tomorrow night when the football Mustangs travel to Nicholas County. So good night all around. Things went our way. We were never really in trouble. Scored at the 14-minute mark into the game. the soccer 14, and that was done by number six, the sophomore, Landon Bain. A penalty in the box set up Tyler Millay for a PK goal about 7 minutes later, and 9 minutes later, Mick Kleins with an encore PK good with 10:22 remaining in the first half, and that's the way it was at halftime. 3-0 favor of the home team. In the second half, we played about 38 minutes and 19 seconds before Tyler Twuse won on the world, tiptoed to the minefield and planted one in the upper right hand of the goal, and that was worth the price of admission. And the final score here from the MAC is 4-0. So Brossard will be on the road Saturday, and we'll head to Louisville to take on the Louisville Ballard Bruins in a 12 noon contest in the Derby City, COVID allowing.
Yeah, I think these you mentioned they're going to Ballard, Ryland, and Covcast. So those next three games are really going to set you up.
Yep.
They're somewhat meaningless games. Tonight was a game you wanted. But those are just good competition, practice games, as maybe Coach Wiggins said about football, to get ready for the district. So that's good good scheduling on Coach Schaefer's part there.
All right, that'll do it from the MAC tonight. The team's still lingering around their benches before heading out, and thank you for joining us. I understand our voiceover video didn't go as hoped for, but I know we can do it because we've done it twice for football.
Yep.
And, you know, that's not out of my realm of expertise. Ron Dunleavy, I'm sure, will make the proper adjustments, and we'll give it another chance if we get a chance to do another soccer game live and direct here from the MAC. So until tomorrow night when we sign on live and direct from Carlisle, Kentucky, in the crow's nest outside the press box at Nicholas County, the Brossard footballers taking on the Blue Jackets in a district seeding football game. Dave Schauble, Dan Schultz saying, hey, it's another great night to be a Mustang. Don't let the COVID get you. We'll see you in Carlisle tomorrow night.
Good night.